Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we ask the question, when did Mel Brooks become a racist, or is he? We talk to Howard Rosenberg, plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Guy Rocha, Sean Carey, and Aaron Johnson. All coming up next on our all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. Envy Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
My name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back from Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Howard Rosenberg, UNR Professor of Art and Art Education, also a member of the Washoe County School Board. So I wanted you to be on the program because I came up with a fascinating and disturbing circumstance. So my almost 16-year-old granddaughter comes for an annual visit, and we're always looking at movies, and so Blazing Saddles. I had it recorded on the DVR, one of my favorite movies of all time, 1974, Mel Brooks. And so I said, I think you'll get a kick out of this. And then we played it, and to my horror, one of the words that is used frequently is the N-word. And I initially said to her, after it had been said about three or four times, you know, back in the day, people made fun of each other. And that was not an uncommon thing to say, but it's very politically incorrect today. We watched for about a half an hour, and then we turned it off. How do you take one of the classic comedies directed and written by a man who knows no prejudice, except perhaps against Nazi Germany, how do you explain that to a 16-year-old?
Sam, it's the hardest thing in the world to do. To tell them that 5 years ago this was correct, now it's not. It's alien to them because most of the kids today are colorblind. They don't see it. And I think that's the most wonderful thing in the world. I'll go back a little bit. D.W. Griffith, one of the leading lights of filmdom. Without him, we wouldn't have movies.
And made, back in the early 1900s.
Exactly. Made Birth of a Nation. Brilliant piece of work. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. It's one of the staples of all film education. They used to give an award in his name at the Academy Awards. We don't do that anymore. Birth of a Nation is now racist. We don't show it. We don't talk about it. We don't do anything with it because it is wrong. All right, now let's go to the other end of the extreme. I got one of those things on the emails that's constantly coming through about political correctness, but it's fun. We no longer can say hillbillies. We have to say Appalachian Americans. Now, grow up. This is ridiculous, and it's stupid. And what we're doing is feeding our children more prejudice. But it's reverse. I always have made fun of being Jewish. All right. I am, and it was fun. My mother had absolutely no patience. She was what we call best a non-observant Jew. She would not live in the Jewish section of town where I grew up. We lived on Pork Chop Hill with everybody else. The Malloys were on one side, the Mastrangelos were on the other. That's how I was brought up. And my grandmother told me, now this is an old Orthodox Jewish lady, that the Jewish people have 12 commandments. Everybody else has 10. And I looked at her, huh? She said, yes, dear. The 11th commandment is thou shalt not pay. The 12th commandment is if thou shalt pay, thou shalt never pay retail. That's it. Sam, that's what you do. You laugh at it. It isn't a stereotype in the way that they mean stereotype today.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Turner Classic Movies has been running some of the great interviews that Johnny Carson did.
Yeah.
They run a bunch of them. And one was with Mel Brooks. And, you know, Johnny is just laughing. He's on the floor as Ed McMahon because the stuff is so funny.
Funny.
How do you explain the context, again, going back to a 16-year-old, because one would hate to think that one of the great comic geniuses of our lifetimes is now put into that box that says racist words, racist thoughts, racist deeds, when in fact, when you look at the movie overall, A, it picks on everybody.
Right.
I mean, the Irish.
Everybody.
The Jews,
exactly.
The gays.
Sure.
I mean, there's not a group that gets left out in this movie. And of course, it picks on the white people.
Right.
But without that context.
We're a victim of trying to do too much, too fast. To understand it is really difficult. Sam, I'm almost 80 years old. I'm used to speaking in a certain way. I don't mean anyone any harm. I'm as colorblind as you can possibly be. I couldn't care less. Boy, girl, fat, thin, I don't care. If I disagree with you, I'm gonna shout at you. I don't give a damn. No, now it's, you hate me because I'm a girl, or you hate me because I'm young. I don't hate anybody. I disagree with you. Half the fun is yodeling about that disagreement. What does it mean? It means the two people disagree. That's all. My grandparents lived in a section of Roxbury, Massachusetts, that was turning sociologically. And black people, now you're not supposed to say that today. Oprah Winfrey was telling me about the first time that she saw a black person on television, and she stopped and said, we was black then, dear. I mean, she could make fun of it. We need to be able to drop this stuff and understand what's actually going on. I don't like rap music. I can't follow it, Sam. It's just that simple. I don't understand what they're talking about. I don't care if you're white, black, green, or orange. I don't like it.
It's cowboy poetry.
Huh?
It's cowboy poetry.
Really?
If you want to understand rap music, watch the movie 8 Mile.
Okay.
It's the best understanding.
Eminem.
Yes, but it's a brilliant movie. And if you watch it, you may not like rap music at the end of it, but you'll understand what rap music is about.
I've seen it twice, Sam.
You need to see
it. It's not working.
Well, maybe a third time. Don Rickles has been performing an act that you and I have laughed of, and in my case, been a part of,
yes,
over the years.
Yes.
The same act, 45 minutes.
Yes.
But he picks on everybody in the planet.
Exactly.
And yet, at his age, he's in his 80s now, right?
He's adorable, not obnoxious.
Or a racist.
Exactly. Well, all in the family. Sammy Davis Jr. couldn't wait to get on that program. He was badgering them from the minute it started. He was dying to get on it because it was so funny. Sam and I always had this joke between us. I didn't like him, not because he was black, but because he was Jewish. Go figure that one out. Hello?
He didn't have enough tsuris just being black.
Hello? He really went for it. He looked at me and he said, you should know what it feels like to be discriminated against. I said, I should. He said, yes, you belong to three of the groups that are most discriminated against. I said, what? He said, you're short, you're Jewish, and you're gay. What else could you possibly have happen to you?
We'll take a break. More with Howard Rosenberg when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by Fortech LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Rosenberg, UNR Professor of Art and Art Education and member of the Washoe County School Board. You're picking this theme up with your movie classes.
Yes, yes. We run into it constantly. But next semester, I'm going to do musicals. I've decided that I'm going to have some fun. If they learn, fine. If they don't, that's not my problem. And I've been cutting clips to be able to illustrate, you know, Sonia Henie doing her thing on ice, and then Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers dancing on the same kind of floor, but it's not ice. Then I've got to show them Cabin in the Sky. I have to show them Stormy Weather.
Explain
these
why those two movies.
These are all black casts. And it went up into the, well into the 50s with Carmen Jones, the Dorothy Dandridge film. There were parts of the South where we could not get audiences to come into a film that had a black person in it. Lena Horne, Miss Lena, used to say, those was my column films. They bring her out, she'd lean up against the column, sing a song, and, you know, the characters had come into the nightclub where she was performing. They could snip that out and still have a movie. All of this has gone on for years and years, Sam. Look, The Lone Ranger. I mean, look what Johnny Depp has done. I mean, he's pulled every stereotype in the entire world, put it together so we can laugh at it. Sometimes laughing diffuses all the other stuff. When are we going to grow up?
Okay, so now let's get to the meat of this matter, which is the president's comments last week. Or actually, it's about 2 weeks ago now as we're taping this. I don't think I've ever heard such a personal comment from a president, a sitting president.
Sam, every person who has at one point or another suffered, felt, even slightly marginalized because of something over which they have no control, has to have gone through the same thing. Being able to talk about it at times diffuses it, because you hear yourself getting it out and people are responding to it. You know, you're looking at me now, you're nodding at me because you're encouraging me. You want me to be able to talk as frankly as I possibly can. You know you don't have to do that because I'll do it anyway. But a lot of people can't do that. And I think it was brave of him. I think maybe not the best judgment in the world, according to some people. By the same token, he's human. He's got one term. Then he's through. He can say some of the things that maybe he's wanted to say for a long time, but hasn't been able to say.
Well, you know, and it's interesting because over the last 30 years or so, we've seen African Americans rise, you know, city managers, mayors, bank presidents, you name it. African Americans have risen to these positions. And then finally, we end up with not once, but twice electing an African American as president of the United States.
But we are not a success until we stop thinking of our president as an African American. He's an American, Sam. Doesn't make any difference. He's got the tan that I want to have, okay, and I spend hours on the beach.
I don't disagree with you, because it's the way I feel that I'm not an English American because I came from England. I'm an American.
Right.
And I think everybody else should be an American and just be proud of that. Enjoy your heritage, but you're an American.
There's the word.
But the reality is that African Americans have risen in position in this country to the highest positions, and yet you hear the President of the United States saying that before I was a senator, I would go to the department store and people would follow me around. And so you have to know that every other African American who has joined the middle or upper class has had to deal with that,
no? Yes, very definitely. And it hurts. It hurts a lot. I watch it happen in my classes. I watch the kids come in and they sit in groups. So I rearrange them. I don't like the way this looks. You go over there and you go over there. Why? Because I said so and I'm the teacher and I can do anything I want, so there. They laugh. They begin to make other friends. We have kids coming from the Far East who really have a problem integrating. Their English isn't as good as it might be, you know, that kind of thing. So the first thing I do is I get three or four of our strong ones, and I say, go, go. I had a deaf kid in class who was always by himself. And I finally looked at the kids and said, who here knows American Sign Language? You take a foreign language. Is it five of them? I said, then what are you sitting over there for? Get over here so I can understand what the poor guy's trying to tell me. Oh, okay. Nine times out of ten, Sam, it isn't done out of malice. It's just done because they don't think.
And that's where we got to leave it. Howard, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services. And here's another satisfied customer to tell you why.
My name's Christina Squaw. I'm the property manager at Sawmill Heights Apartments. We use Evergreen Carpet Care because they provide the best service. I've shopped around and looked at other carpet cleaning companies, and they just really clean the carpets the best. They're professional, on time, and they're great to work with.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
How much do you think individual health insurance costs?
Jack Andrews?
What if it costs less than you think?
Yes.
Okay. How much do you think the average doctor or ER visit costs? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we offer a variety of coverage options at surprisingly affordable rates. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or simply can't get health insurance at work, find out about affordable choices from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans are designed to help fit your individual healthcare needs and budget.
Hi, Jack.
So whether you want basic coverage for yourself or more coverage for your family, call us at 1-800-818-0163. Or visit us online at buyanthemnow.com. Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Call Anthem today. 1-800-818-0163.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Guy Rocha is here, the Nevada State Archivist, the former. Sean Carey, Vice President of Nevada Matters Media, and Aaron Johnson, Republican activist and publisher of AaronJohnson.com. So in the break here, you guys were having your own discussion here about our topic in the first two segments about Blazing Saddles and, you know, how times changed from 74 to 2013 in terms of what you can play a kid. How do you deal with that?
Well, I don't have...
With a kid.
Yeah, I didn't have to deal with it. Now, my daughter's going to be 27, and she saw the movie, and she was okay with it. But I guess the N word has, you know, certainly, as you said, it's become toxic. Yet I was watching a movie on Turner Classic Movies in 1950, Sidney Poitier as a doctor, and the N word was used prolifically throughout the movie. So, context, you know, what generation has been exposed to what? What's acceptable? What's not acceptable? Things change from generation to generation.
I think it's a very appropriate topic, because we're having this conversation on race throughout the country.
Yes, and not to mention the fact that if we were to try to shield our kids from things that they find offensive that were not offensive back in the past, then there's going to be no books left, there's going to be no movies left, because everything's going to have something that's going to be offensive. So therefore, we have to use them as teaching tools.
Well, and look, Blazing Saddles, one of the greatest anti-racist movies ever made anywhere in the history of movies. And if you try to claim that it's offensive because they're using a word specifically mostly used by the bad guys in the movie to show how offensive it was, then you're missing the point epically and stupidly. And it's really unfortunate that we've let this, and this is a perfect way that this kind of over, you know, political correctness actually backfires and makes it harder for us to figure out exactly how to overcome this kind of racism.
And God bless Don Rickles. Everybody in this country should be forced to go to a Don Rickles show and see the master, and be sure to laugh just as loudly when your minority is being picked on.
I saw him at the Sarah Hotel in Las Vegas. That was his venue. Huckleberry Finn. Back and forth on Huckleberry Finn, but you know, it needs to be on the library shelves. Our children need to read it, and we maybe need to talk to them about it after they read it.
Okay, let's talk about Bradley Manning. The heaviest charges disappeared, but he's still looking at doing time here. Your thoughts on whistleblowers, and in particular this case?
Well, you know, full disclosure, I'm an archivist, records. I've tried during my tenure as a state archivist to have as much openness as you can in access to government records, and maybe call public records. Some records are deemed private and sensitive. The question is, where do we draw the line? It's always been the challenge between privacy and secrecy, and how much that was released, was it really unknown? Had it already been released, some of this? And the question is, can this person really take it upon themselves to do it? And he did. And now he's being made to answer to it. Very complex question, but I feel the people need to know more than less.
John?
Well, there's also still, there needs to be a distinction between, you know, graft and corruption and information that the person just decides they want to get out because so they can stick it to the man. So, I mean, was this gentleman right in doing what he did? No, of course not. And
yeah, I mean, I once held a top secret clearance. It's amazing how banal a lot of that information is. But, you know, Snowden, not a hero. I mean, I'm glad that some of that information came to light, but he's still a traitor. I mean, you don't go to a communist country with a USB stick full of information about the United States and wave it around and get, you know, sanctioned in Russia if you're for the United States. That's just not how it works. I mean, at some point, any country with a national security apparatus has to have secrets. It just does. And I agree that probably less secrecy is better at the end of the day, and there needs to be a lot of careful consideration. That's why it really matters who the president is. You know, unfortunately, when you have increasingly we have a lot more executive power, much, much, much more power vested in the executive than it was ever really intended to be, where essentially the president can do anything he wants to at this point. That's dangerous and that's scary. And so when you couple these kinds of secrecy programs and the kind of punishments that go along with it with one person with all this power, that's when it starts being worrisome. And so I'm glad some of this stuff gets out to some extent. Manning, though, he's facing, what, 128 years in prison?
Well, that's not going to happen. But you know, in a country that has a free press, where's the distinction between a reporter going to uncover information and publishing, which we're now seeing the media under attack, from the New York Times to Fox News, versus somebody who leaks this? And did we not all,
remember
in the
Daniel
end,
Ellsberg,
in, yeah, but didn't we all in the end enjoy WikiLeaks and a lot of the revelations that came out of those diplomatic cables?
Well, I certainly was interested in what was said. I was somewhat ambivalent in terms of, you know, what was going on there. But, you know, I think when I think back to the Nixon era, what happened there, what transpired there, those things were important. It ultimately cost the chief executive his job. And how do we hold things accountable? But then the question is, how far can a person go? And then they compromise the nation. It gets bigger than that. And maybe that's what's going on with Snowden.
And maybe one of the things that we should do is really only make things secret that really need to be secret.
That's critical. And that's where I think the mistakes are being made. The secret is being stamped on too many documents.
Last words, John.
I completely agree. There's a difference between just trying to, you know, expose corruption and just trying to get information out that you think that somebody else should know.
All right, that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you, gentlemen, very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
We tell our clients we're like a train heading to the courthouse, and unless the insurance company throws enough money on the tracks to derail our train, we're not going to stop.
That's right.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Get the Charter Triple Play. Upgrade your home with TV, internet, and phone, all at an unbelievable price. Charter TV transforms every TV screen in your home with over 100 available HD channels in crystal clear picture and sound, and over 10,000 on-demand movies and shows available instantly. You can't get that with satellite. Call 855-303-PLAY to get Charter TV for $29.99 a month and get four DVRs for $19.99. Record up to 8 shows at once and have the ability to pause, play, and rewind live TV in every room. Upgrade to the nation's most powerful internet. At 30 megabits, it's 10 times faster than DSL, with the bandwidth to support more devices than any other internet provider. Experience it all for just $29.99 a month. Get Charter Phone with unlimited long-distance calling with none of the costly fees like the phone company charges you. Just $29.99 a month. Get the Charter Triple Play. All for $29.99 a month each when bundled. Call 855-303-PLAY now.
I'm a personal injury attorney, and we represent people who are injured in car accidents, slip and falls, and sometimes people who are injured by their own insurance companies who treat them unfairly.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
On the next broadcast, we see if we can have a conversation about race with Pastor Michael Randall of the Second Baptist Church in Reno and Marita Black Profer right here. We'll see you on the next broadcast.